hoffet ihr schön gelten auf christliche Hetaufschied Lamed Lamedes, October 29, 1978, am Sunday.
marmeren. Ik zal niet meer kontere mee houden dan de Griechen. Die zoals ik die moeder nu, zo dicht niet marmeren. Die kent die ze, boeien niet meer. Waarom ik moet niet de minuten, de minuten? We gaan zien natuurlijk meer. De rabbonen moet dat. Zo niet met de rabbonen. Zo zien ze de whole testament. Bij de schliach is met de rabbonen. Zo met mele, de chachonim ging in de mores. Even daar moet ze niet uit. We hoogen we ze met goede akibo met rabbonen. Nou de rashi. De rabbonen moet dat zeggen. Limei chashonim ze... משום יהי כדעש כך כוסו בין כשנכתב ושנכון מהירי ששמי כשמי ושמו כשמו ונמח מרגש So what is the חשוש של רבונון? The חשוש של רבונון is maybe there are two Yeseb and Shimets and this get there is Yeseb and Shimets number one and Yeseb and Shimets number two and maybe this get was written for Yeseb and Shimets number one and for the wife of Yeseb and Shimon number one. And now she's giving it, the Shliach is giving it to Yeseb and Shimon, or the wife of Yeseb and Shimon number two. In other words, so Yeseb and Shimon number two also wants to be regarded. But, so let's say that since there are two Yeseb and Shimons, since there are two Yeseb and Shimons, in the city, so it's possible that Yeseb and Shimon number one so intended to divorce his wife. So he came to the sefer and told the sefer to write for a get for him and for his wife. And the sefer wrote it with the kavone that it should be used by Yeseb and Shimon number one and the wife of Yeseb and Shimon number one. Then he decided not to divorce his wife. He changed his mind. But the Sefer had the get all written up. And then Yeseb and Shimon number two decided to divorce his wife. He came to the Sefer and he said, I want to divorce my wife. So he said, I don't have to work. I have the get ready. And so Mimele, this get was written Lishen Yadi Yeseb and Shimon. So it's more something that I say. It shall be Lishmo. So because of this possibility, so the Chachomim required the Shliach to say Vanecha Vanecha in order that we should be sure that this get was written for this Yeseb and Shimon and for the wife of this Yeseb and Shimon. So since it's only the Rabbonon, so with the Rabbonon, so the Chachomim trusted Mishim Yiguna Akum Rabbonon Lehem Mishim. Because of the Gune, so they might apply a certain leniency, but only if no Chumre will spring forth from that Kule. But if, on account of that Kule, there might be a chumre, a hardship, a very great hardship, so then the Chachomim will not apply any kule. Now here, from this kule, there might be a great hardship emanating. Because if the Chachomim had not adopted this kule of trusting the Shliach, the Echot, and if the Chachomim had said that two Eidim have to testify that it was Mishmo, so then lawyers said Baal Maharo Basala. That was first of all, he will not dare come. Because he knows, I mean, no one will pay attention to his hero. And even if he does come, so his hero will just be rejected because Twain testified that it was written Mishmo. But now that you trust the Shliach, so then the Baal might come, Chados Baal Maharo Basala. I mean, it takes it out of pshat. What does the Gemara mean in the Haramim? Posalei, posalei mamish. So one pshat thesis is posalei mamish. Even though we are not worried that maybe it was shalei mishmo, but because of the laws, so it's posalei mamish in Haram. And the other pshat is no. Since the Chachomim trusted it, Mishum Yigune, So how can we trust the Baal? The Chachamim gave the monastery Shliach, but people keep on talking. So that is also a hardship. Even though Al Pidi, the Chachamim will not say, Bezdin will not say that it's possible. But if the Baal and Kamon say that it's Shalom Yishmo, so then everybody will start talking and there'll be a laws against this get. So that's also a great hardship for the moon. That's the second chapter. How does the Baal Maharu puzzle it? So the Gemara says, Kiv in the Omama, Bifni Kamon Eistelo, Rabbi Yechad and Bechaline, Chadoma Bifni Beitz, Bechadoma Bifni Gimu, in view of the fact that he has to deliver the get to the Isha in the presence of two or in the presence of three, some male and the Koranei, they died for the loss of the Uya Nafshe. So the Shliach at the very outset is not going. So Mele, the Shliach at the very outset, so will be made dying, and he will make sure that the Baal wants his wife to be divorced. So Mele, the Baal will not come and be married. Will you be married? So Rashi says, "Well, give your mama. We come. We will come on the Shliach and Ishte." When the Bifnei Yishmael Bifnei Yishmael Mikore Mei Nidai Hashliya Tishe Mikabu Yadabar Vyidea Mishe Birotzi Migarsho Velo Yivroya Biyarei. So first of all, in all probability, the husband will not come and contest the get. And even if the husband will come and will contest the get, even Emon, the Vadai Dog will say Shafir, because the Shliach is trusted. Why do we trust the Shliach? Because the Shliach wouldn't undertake to say for an echtam unless he made sure that he observed it accurately and that he observed that the get was written and signed in his presence. Now, there is one Rashi here. The Matzvah Stray, that the Gemara's Kasha, Hai Kulei Chumeru, the Matzvah Stray, Lo Yosef Baal Me'amer Uposle, Chado Se Baal Me'amer Uposle. So Rashi says, the Matzvah Stray, Lo Nema Mishmo, Suli Motze Baal Me'amer, Hashto Ose, Umeare, Veik Yechad Livad Echad. So he says, Hashto Ose, Umeare, Veik Yechad Livad Echad. So the Gemara's Kasha, according to Rashi, is that since the Shliach is Nemon to say for an Echtam, so then the Baal might come and contest the get and say that the get was written Shalom Yishmo. So then Bezdin will have to declare that the get is possible, because there will be a caution of one against the other. In other words, the Shliach said for an Echtam. So the Shliach in effect testified that the get was written Mishmo. And then the Baal comes and says that the get was not written Mishmo. So there is a hakoshe between two edicts. The Shliach on one hand testifying that the get is valid, and the Baal testifying that the get is not valid. Now the Bobo in the same fair, so he raises the question, why does Rashi have to base it upon the fact that so Mamela the get will be possibly suffering because there is a crushing of one against one, but after all, the Baal is a Baal Ashtar. We see that the Baal Ashtar has certain demonics. The Daloche is, the Mishnah says, in the first Mishnah in Gittin, that if a Shliach delivered the get in Eretz Yisrael, so then the Shliach is not required to send for Nechtam for Nechtam. So then the husband comes and contests it, and he says that the get was forged, so he's Nemon. Why is the Baal Nemon? If an Dechot, one witness, not the husband, will say that the get was forged, he will not be Nemon, because he or the Chav is rejected, is not considered. Only if two say that it's Mizuyah. But if in the hotels, it's Mizuyev, so we don't pay attention. But Baal, there is a special halacha in regard to the Baal, in regard to the husband, that the husband can contest the get. And if the husband says that the get was forged, so then we trust the husband. Why? Because there is a halacha of a Baal Ashtar. There is a halacha of a Baal Ashtar. So, in other words, the Baal Ashtar has the monies, because the husband is the one who executed the get, and he made the get into a get through his directive to the Eidim to sign. So it became a valid Shtakinyan. So he is a Baal Ashtar, and he is the one who endows the get, the Shtar, with legal validity. So mainly if the husband, the one who executes the Shtar, says that the get is not valid, that it was forged, he's never. So the main Rashi should be saying, the Hashner Ose, Umarav, the Yechadu Babacha. Not on the basis of Hakoshe of Chadu Babacha. If the husband is Meare, so then he's never, because he's a Balashtar. So then, it's not a Hakoshe of one against one. But the husband has credibility. He's never, he's trusted because he's a Baal Ashtar. How do we know that a Baal Ashtar has special emunas? So that we know because of the halacha that is mentioned in this Mishnah, that if someone is making a get in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shliach is not required to say Kodakutonachtam, if the husband later comes and confesses the validity of the get, so he's never. So we see that the husband, as a husband, because he is the Baal Ashtar, he is the one who executes the Shtar. He has special emunas, special credibility. So Rashi should say here, Hashte Oso Umare, Binemo, not Veike Chadu Badecha. That's the Kasha that Rabbeinu brings. So then, Rabbeinu gives the Teretz that he mentions Teisa Shike, that Dalet, the Dibur HaMasko, made the Rabbeza the Museum of the Tichet. So, Teitzah says the Kashi, well, how does the Gemara apply the Halokhe of the Mizui of Miteche in connection with the get that was signed by competent witnesses, but it was signed Shalom Mishmo? So, the Gemara mentions this thing of the Mizui of Miteche in the Misach Sanhedrin in connection with Hayishtam Atante. That was signed by two brothers-in-law, so they are relatives, they are claiming, so they are apostles. So even though they were in Misire, in the presence of whom, Ishtam Atonet was delivered, was handed over from the Nesei, the Donor, to the Mikabel, the Domi, so still it is possible to Rabbonor because of the possibility that Bezdin might rely and the testimony of the two witnesses who are relatives, who are apostles. And even though it's a message true, but there is a law of Mishnah that Bezdin can only act, and Bezdin can only collect money from the defendant on the basis of a testimony, of a valid testimony. And in this case, where the witnesses who signed the Shtam Atonet were claiming, were two brothers-in-law, So the testimony was not a valid testimony, even though it was true, but it would be against the deen to collect on the basis of a testimony that is legally inadmissible. So, because of that, possibility, so the Chachomim or Misake, the people in the Nisire come before Bezdin, and they testify that this Shtam Atonet was handed over from the Donor to from the Nesei to the Mikabel the Doni. So it's still possible. But in this case, where the get was signed by competent witnesses, it didn't change. But they signed the Shalom Mishmo, and it had a misire. So then there is no choshe. Even if the woman would produce this get that was signed by competent aiding, but Shalom Mishmo in Bezdin, and then Bezdin will give her a psak, will render a decision that she's allowed to get married. So it will not be Shalom Kiddin, because the halacha is Bezdin cannot act on the basis of a testimony that is not invalidated, that is not invalidated. Mashiachim, in this case, were they be my competent men? They are even shaving, except that they wrote Shalom Lishmo. So if the Chassidim was Shalom Lishmo, then it cannot make the get into a Shtakinye, but into a Shtakai it can make. So when Bezhin will act on the basis of this testimony of the competent witnesses, so then Bezhin will not act Shalom Kedin by giving her a psalm. So Teisa says that the reason is why a get that was signed by the Eidim Shalom Mishmo and it was Nimsa in the presence of Mishira is possible because of a special Zere of Chassidim or Tuxim. But Teisa says here the fact that if the Eidim signed the get Shalom Mishmo, then it cannot become Ishtakiyan on the basis of the Chassidim Shalom Mishmo. But Ishtakaye, it can become. So Mimele Rabbah says the reason is why Rashi had to resort to the Hakosha of Chavim Badechav, and Rashi does not base the Gemara's Kasha on the fact that the Baal has full credibility as a Baal Ashtar, because a Baal Ashtar has full credibility only to negate the Raya. The Raya of the Shtar, that this is what the Baal Shtar is. So if the Baal Shtar comes, the husband comes and says, I never authorize the signing of this get, of this divorce, but it was forged. So then he is negating the credibility, the Raya of the Shtar. Mashirin came when the husband comes and says that it was signed Shalom, that was written Shalom Lishmo. It was written Shalom Lishmo. So even according to the Baal's confession, it's a Baal Shtaraya. So the Baal, the Baal Shtar, is not trying to negate the Raya of the Shtar. So a Baal Shtar has credibility in any testimony that tends to negate the credibility of the Shtar. But if the Baal says it was written Shalom Lishmo, then even if it were, even according to his own contention, it's a valid Shtaraya. So remember, he doesn't have any monies. So his monies is only as in monies as in Idecho. So that's why Rashi has to say that Eike Chadubalach. This is how Rabbeinu explains the Rashi. Now, the Rebbe does not point out that this premise that he mentioned this tasteless as he solves that even when he gets his sight Shalom Lishmo, so it cannot be valid as a Shtakinya, but as a Shtaraya it can still be valid, that this is stolen by Machlekes Hashem. True, tasteless Shita is like that. That if the get was signed Shalom Lishmo, but signed by the Chayim, so then it is valid as a Shtaraya. It's not valid as a Shtakinya. But the Rashbo Shite is to the contrary. The Rashbo Shite is on the same. Kasha the Tesis says, how can the woman wait? Rabban's Din of Mizuya Pitehe, in the case of Ahim Atamte, that was similar, Trengise, and in the case of a get that was signed by Ibn Sheirin, but Shalom Lishmo, and Nimsam, and Ibn Sireh. So, the Rashba Shiki is that here too we have the same Joshua. Less the Isha, if we allow a get that was signed by Ibn Sheirin, Shalom Lishmo, and was Nimsam, and Ibn Sireh, if we allow that get, so then there is a Joshua that the Isha will produce this get without producing the Eidim Sire to testify orally, and then Bezdin will act on the basis of the Eidim Sire, the testimony of the Sire, and give her a psagdin to get married. And even though it will be true, because the fact is that this get had Eidim Sire, but since Bezdin will not hear the testimony of the Eidim Sire, that the get was inside the plan, we had a bow and an issue. So Bezdin will be acting exclusively solely on the basis of the written testimony of the Nesivim, which was dann schau ich nicht mehr. So, mir mehle wird nur lecture gewinnen. Because with the Kortere Rajma, when Besten acts on the basis of a So it is just as if this acted on the basis of a testimony by anyone accountable. What was? In other words, the Rajpo is heavily on cases. And according to the Rajpo, so if he gets his sign Shalom Ishmo, so not only it's not valid, it cannot become valid as a Shlachim, it cannot become valid as a Shtarai either. It cannot become valid as a shtaraya either. So we cannot say, according to Tesis, according to Rashba Shite, we cannot give that there as the Kabbalah mentions, that the reason is why Rashi resorts, the reason is why Rashi resorts to the Hakoshe of Rabbi Badecha, and Rashi does not base it upon the fact that the Baal has full memonis as a Baal Ashtar, is because the Baal has the monas as the Baal Ashtar only when, according to the testimony of the Baal, so the Shtar is not Ishtarai. When according to his testimony, so the Rai is negated. But when the Baal says, it's Yalom Ishmo, so then he doesn't negate the Rai of the Shtar. So maybe he doesn't have the monas. Yes, what?
No.
The only reason is why Tesis disagrees.
No, it's like, it tells us to agree that you need that A and C alone are sufficient.
We don't have to say that. Tesis, Shite is, and it's very reasonable. I mean, not that the Rajva's following is unreasonable, but Tesis, Shite is very reasonable. In other words, Shaloi Bishmo is Aloche in Get. So in making the get into Ishtakinyan, so get has its own requirements, has its own meaning. But as far as Ishtarai is concerned, there is no distinction between get and another Ishtar. Rai is Rai. So that's why Teisa says that even when the get was signed by Eidi, Shalom Ishmo, as Eidi Rai is in the Biro, they are good in the Biro. They would be good in the Biro in Ishtarai. So why couldn't they be good individual? In a ghetto, no, there is a difference. Why? Because in get, there is aloha fishmo, ishtabaton el aloha fishmo. But that's in regard to the Kenyan, to the Kenyan of the get. But as far as raya is based upon the fact that there is a balashtar involved. So, whether it was written fishmo or shalom fishmo, is the same raya. Alright, now, so right, so we can say that about the spirits and Rashi, because Rashi can agree with Tensa Shite, and he doesn't have to agree with the Rashi. Alright, now let's see the cases. The Rabbon Mudatz. The Rabbon Mudatz has been at the Kutres, we should each get the Ashkar for the name. King Shemirtav, Mishelechot, and the Irei, Sheshmei, Tishmei, Nimach, Nogat. So in other words, the Choshen and the Rabbonon is, maybe there are two Yisrael Mishnayos. And maybe this get was written by Yisrael Mishnay number one, for Yisrael number one, on behalf of Yisrael Mishnay number one, and on behalf of the wife of Yisrael Mishnay number one. And then Yisrael, after the get was written and signed, on his behalf, so Yisrael Mishnay number one decided not to divorce his wife. Then Yisrael Mishnay number two showed up with Yisrael, and he told the same family that he wants a get. So the Sefer decided, why should he write him a get? He has the same names, everything the same. So the Mele, he'll use it. And this is the get that was really written on behalf of Yisrael Mishnah number one and the wife of Yisrael Mishnah number one. And it's going to be handed over to the wife of Yisrael Mishnah number two. So it'll be possible, Shalom Mishmo. This is how Rashi explained it. So the first question is, since the Gemara tried to apply the Mishnah according to Rameya, and according to Rameya, there is a requirement of Mechmuchachim Techei, so Monevshech, if we are Chishish for the contingency of Shnei Yisrael Nishimen, and one Yisrael Nishimen telling the Sefer and they need to execute the get, and then he decided not to use it. And then that is a Mishimen, who is the husband of this woman to whom it is handed over, this, so decided to divorce his wife. And the Sefer did not write the new get, but he decided to use the other get that is Shalom Shmo. So what do we accomplish? By the Takone Uponachim Uponachim. So the Shliach says, Uponachim Uponachim. Then we are sure that this get was written for Yisrael on behalf of Yisrael Mishima number two, and on behalf of the wife of Yisrael Mishima number two, not on behalf of Yisrael Mishima number one and his wife. But even so, according to Rabbi Meir, it has to be Muchach Mitechei, and since we are Cheshish for two Yisrael Mishima in the same city, so Mimele, even though the Shliach assured us that it was written on behalf of Yisrael Mishima number two, not that it is Lishmo, but it's still possible that I say, because from the get it's not apparent which Yisrael Mishima is divorcing his wife, whether it's Yisrael Mishima number one or Yisrael Mishima number two. Now that's his question. And he mentions the Gemara Ishkolayet. Because we got this idea, we got this actano, we got this more time with what we got in each, hope they will be got in each. Hope they will be got in each. So the more says, Kira Blaze, I will come here. Now this does not present any different take and slash it, because it's not only the shame. Agree that according to Rameya, the Hedek Simekal say, so then it has to be moved to the and if the Ashley is a machine, so then, and it's not Mishloshim, it's not spelled out, so then the get is posthumized. Not only Shemit, this is Tensa Shiti here, but the Ramban Shiti is to the contrary, Rabbi Tam Shiti is to the contrary, so Rashi Shiti would also be to the contrary, even though Rashi In that sukkah, he doesn't commit himself. He doesn't say anything. But Rashi could agree with the sheet of the Ramban. Now, let's see the Gemara. Let's turn to that Gemara. This is the source for this halacha, that according to Tate, according to Rabbeya, who says it, he can't say it. So there must be Muhammad. Now, let's turn to the Gemara. Now, the Mishnah says, Kol get to lichtav shalom v'shem bisho posse. Is a toyo riba bisho, bisho vaki lesof the mark, and bisho vini, the garage is vini, mokat vini, vashe shini, vashe shini, posse the garage, yes, and because the garage is shini, ma posse the riba zonga shini, ki shim ho, bisho vini, shini, 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 posse the garage, vini, yes, and the garage is shini, 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 because the garage is shini, the garage is shini, so you know, as a kashe, if one has two eyes, and if the get was written to divorce his the older one, then he decided to divorce the younger one, so it gets to get his possible. To get his possible. So Tano who do what he does. But he decides to divorce the older one, and as we have the get was written, then it's alright. But hope they don't want to be out of it. Hope they don't want to be out of it. In other words, so we have to say that how could we possibly use the same get for the older one as that was written for the older one only if the two wives, the older wife and the younger wife, have the same name. So that means hope they don't want to be on my mom is a marriage to this machine, I don't the rachas, so if one Malbe whose name is Yesi Meshime produces a shtar against someone, so that lady cannot say, well, I owe the money to the other Yesi Meshime, not to you, because the fact that this Yesi Meshime produces the shtar and not the other, that indicates that he is the Malbe, not the other. So that's right, because here too, so if he decides to divorce their older wife, who has the same name as the younger wife, so then she will be a good get. But it has the same name. But the fact that the older wife produces the get is a raya, that the older wife is the one that was divorced, not the younger one. So the question is, would Chase and Mishima divorce? The fact that the Shliach gave it, handed it over to the wife of Chase and Mishima number two, is no raya that Chase and Mishima number two is the one who divorced. Maybe Chase and Mishima number one is the one who divorced, and it's supposed to have been delivered to the wife of Chase and Mishima number one, but the Shliach made a mistake. So we must resort to Yisrael. When Yisrael will verify that this is the woman that is to be divorced by this get. So the Gemara had to mention the Nisire. But why did the Gemara say the Nisire of Ezer? Let the Gemara say the Nisire. Not ever. So obviously, according to the Bria, even if they are in Nisire, and we are sure that it's the right woman that is being divorced, it's the right husband and the right woman. So it will still be no good, because according to Rabbeya, the Yechsidika say, it must be apparent intrinsically in the Shtar. It must be apparent in the Shtar itself that this is the right woman, not on the basis of the testimony of the Yisire, according to Rabbeya. So that's the right. So this says, Abu Rabbeya, Beyon, Shein, Muhammad, Yechsidika, Shein, Yechsidika, Shein, Zewe, Yishli, Yisho, Su, Beyon, Hamid, Yisire, Hamid, Yisire. That space is right. But the Ramban says no. The Ramban is chilek on Tetz Shite. And the Ramban holds that it does not have to be that even a contrameya, it's not necessary it should be Muhammad. So the question why does Gemara say, Ochaname bin Yisire v'Rabezare? Let Gemara say, Ochaname bin Yisire! Beit Rabeza. So the Ramban says, Rabishi, yeah, let Gemara. So he says, Inochna, the Gemara doesn't mean that this Mishneh has to be called after Rabbi Elazar. But that this Mishnah can call it Rabbi too. But the fact is that this Mishnah mention emphasizes the importance of the Ksivas HaKetishmo. That can only call it Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Elazar, so the Ksivas HaKet doesn't even have to be Kishmo. So Motzi Vashko the Chosmei is Kosher. And this Mishnah emphasizes that the Ksivas HaKet is for the Mishmo. So obviously, so this is what the Gemara says. It's no kasha, because we must, apart from this difficulty of Shnei Yisrael and Shimon. So, how do we know that it's the right? Yisrael and Shimon is divorcing the wife. Maybe it's the wrong. Maybe the get is given to the wrong woman. That was the kasha of the Gemara. So we say, this Mishnah obviously must have purpose to the case where the Aryeh is there. Because this Mishnah obviously a call representative of the Beza. Because this Mishnah emphasizes the requirement of the Ksiva Mishnah. So this Mishnah represents the view of the Beza. And according to the Beza, we master the Misira. Since we master the Misira, the Misira can verify. They can know. So the Melee, even according to the Meir, it would be good. But the more mentions Rav Elazar, because the fact is that this Mishnah represents the view of Rav Elazar. The Gemara mentions Rav Elazar because the fact is that this Mishnah represents the view of Rav Elazar. Because the Mishnah emphasizes the requirement of Ksiva Mishmo. But in the Haname, even the Alimid Rav Meir, in the Arab Mishnah, who verify the fact that this is the right woman, that this is the get for whom it was intended, So then it will be good in the contra mea, even though it's not Muhammadeche, it's not intrinsically apparent, but we know it, that this is the right woman for whom the get was written, on the base because of the testimony of the Yisime. So it's good. In other words, according to Ramban, there is no such requirement of Muhammadeche in the mea. So, since that is the Ramban Shite, so Rashi can also agree with the Ramban Shite. So the Meir is no Kashi. Then Tesis says, "Va'afilu Rav Elazar, tzorichei misira she'einu she'osei ha'baal shliya." And he says, "And even according to Rav Elazar, so the misira have to know, the eid misira have to know that this is the woman." That this is the woman now. So if one jahid we are reaching for Shnei Yisrael Mishinen, so the Misire don't know. And even though it will be verified later on, but according to the Blazer, that the Misire can say, so the Misire have to know it at the time of the Misire. It cannot be verified later on. Now, how does Jesus know this thing? So it seems that Tesis Kasha, Va'afakil Rav Elazar, has reference to Rabbi Yomi Alim Rav Elazar, not to Abaye Alim Rav Elazar. Now, there is a Gemara. That pay both on the base. So the Mishnah says the Baruch. שניים ששולחו שני כיפים שעוד ניסהו לזכנים ועזרו שני ועזרו לפיך חופן ביחד מן הרשם בו. So now let's suppose two husbands send people to the same shliach. The same shliach. In other words, and they have the same names. The husbands have the same names. The wives have the same names. So in many ways, the shliach doesn't know who is who. He has to give a get to the wife of Yisrael Mishima number one, and he has to give a get to the wife of Yisrael Mishima number two. But he doesn't know which get is shayach to the wife of Yisrael Mishima number one, and which get is shayach to the wife of Yisrael Mishima number two. So, there is a simple way of solving the problem. In other words, the shliach has to make two deliveries of both kitty in the present, and has to make delivery, he has to deliver both kittens on the mother child. Each wife would be divorced. Because each one will get it from the Shliachsen. Will get each get. So they will be divorced. This is what the mission says. So then the boy says, Man Tano Rabbi 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 אבל לא מעטותים רב לזר, איבן בו ירב לזר צילו לשמוע, ניסילו לשמוע מבוי, סוב יהיה במחליקת בתוי רבי יומי ידע בי, סוב אני רואה את זה, רבי יומי זרס, דדקון יקבל על מסירי קרסה, סוב נעתו מלכסיר אסתם לשמוע, דמסיר אסתם לשמוע טוב, and if they מסיר את דו, and if they מסיר את don't know with which get a particular woman is divorced, even though both kids are having at the same time, but they don't know whether with this get she is divorced or with that get. So it's not in the same what happened? So that's why Rabbi Yomi says that this mishnah can only accord with Rabbi Yomi. I'm sorry, with Rabbi Lezer, not, I mean, with Rabbi Meir, not with Rabbi Lezer. Because according to Rabbi Lezer, so there is no Messina Mishmo. And the Navai says, no, it can according to Rabbi Lezer too. Because Rabbi Lezer only requires Messina Mishmo. Messina Mishmo Rabbi Lezer doesn't require. Now the question arises, so how Rabbi Yomi says it cannot accord with the view of Rabbi Lezer. So it has to accord with the view of Rabbi Meir. But then, how is it valid according to Rabbi Meir? Now this is she is according to Rabbi Meir, it has to be Mukhim Teichel. And if there are two Yisid and Shimens, two husbands the same names, two wives with the same names. So the male, it's not Mukhim Teichel. So Teisa says, according to Rabbi Meir, so we must apply this Mishnah to the case where it's Mishlosh. In other words, one get it's written Yesed and Shimon and Mishlosh. And another get it's written that the husband is Yesed and Shimon and Mishlosh. So it's Mukhim Teichel. But here in the place of delivery, so no one knows. The wives don't know whether her husband is Yesed and Shimon and Mishlosh. Or her husband is Yesed and Shimon and Mishlosh. She doesn't know. So the male, so as far, according to Rabbi Meir, there is no problem, because Mukhim Teichel it is. Just because the wives don't know, it doesn't mean that it's not Mukhim Teichel. So it can be ascertained. There are many people who will know who is Yesed and Shimon and Yitzchok, and who is Yesed and Shimon Ben Reuben, and who is the wife of who. So the male, it is Mukhim Teichel, but according to Rabbi Lezer, so they didn't see that the time of Messiah had to know, and they don't know. Who is the wife of Yesed and Shimon ben Yitzchok, and who is the wife of Yesed and Shimon ben Reuben? Anyway, so there is a machleket between Rabbi Yomi and Abaye, as to whether according to Rabbi Lezer, Messira Lishmo is required. Now this kasha, Teisa says the kasha against Rashi, according from the point of view of Rabbi Meir and from the point of view of Rabbi Lezer. So from the point of view of Rabbi Meir, it's coming from here. So the terrace of the kasha is Rashi is the Shit Ramban, that there is no requirement. But then he has the kasha from the point of view of Rabbi Lezer. So they have to know that it's the husband of this woman who appointed in the Shmiah, not the other Yisrael Shimon. And they don't know. So that is only true according to Rabbi Yomi's version of Rabbi Lezer. But it's not true according to Abaye's version of Rabbi Lezer. So in other words, this kasha is directed at Alibe Rabbi Yomi. I'll leave it in Rabbi Yomi Rabbi Yomi's version of Rabbi Lezer. So the male, so it's not the kasha against Rashi, because we pass in there like a Abaye, not like Rabbi Yomi. So the male, it's no kasha according to Rabbi Lezer, and according to the male, it's no kasha, because Rashi can agree with the Shifu Rambam that it doesn't have to be Mukhim Teichel according to the male. Anyway, so Tesis rejects Rashi. Veimari, the whole answer, Chabon and Hohe. Haile kidei shelo yahare habar v'yema shekosrei haseitei kidei li'islami v'hu echdim olaveni shehu lo yopokhishu. So the Rebbe says it's not the Chachamim didn't require the Shmiah Tzim Konech Konechta because of the Pshat of Tzim Konechta. No, the Chachamim required in Konech Konechta because of the possibility lest the Baal will come and contest it and will be married. Then the Shalom Yishim.